So how are you feeling back on the ag farm?
Well, obviously I'm honored. I've been a farmer all my life, and agriculture is in our family and has been for generations. I'm really honored, and it's humbling to be back in the ministry. Enjoyed it there the 6 years I was there, but for the Premier to give me this honor back is very humbling.
Why were you selected to do it again?
You'd have to ask the boss that. I mean, he's the one that makes the selections, and Premier asked me to come back into it, so I'm, as I said, I'm very honored to be back here. Very honored.
Do you think, just with the climate, with tariffs, your experience is needed?
The experience is always there at the cabinet table anyway in that regards, but you know, the trade missions I've on and have been on, the relationships we build, and you know, I just look at the country of Mexico and what our producers and what our companies have done here with expanding trade just to that country alone, by more than doubling it over 6 years, over the past 6 years, is an amazing thing. But it's relationship building, and I think that all just stands with the 9 trade offices we have and the people we have in those offices, in working with the companies there and building relationships there. And I hope to continue that. The previous minister was doing a great job at it as well, so we'll just continue to do that.
So I guess what's your priorities going to be when it comes to things like canola and yellow peas and tariffs? And
well, I mean, that's obviously that communication, and we have to work with the federal government and trying to get those things changed. Obviously, the tariffs are having an impact on it, and I think the Premier's visit to China was a massive step for this country, and engaging Canada and China and having those discussions again. So we'll continue to build on that, and hopefully we can see some end to all of this, and we can continue to do what we do best, and that's growing the highest quality grains and oilseeds in the world, and we'll continue building on that.
You've had another very dry year in your riding.
Yep.
Will you be advocating more so with this move?
I think what the Ministry of Agriculture has done over the years, and Saskatchewan Crop Insurance and the program changes and the enhancements they've made, have really helped a lot of producers through the whole province, and especially where they've had consistent droughts over the past few years. You look at what we've done on the livestock sector, you look at what we've done on the shielding, on the crop insurance, and doing things like that on the thresholds. We continue to do that. We'll continue to work with the crop insurance. Obviously, there's another partner in this, and it's the federal government. So we have to work with them and the producers and see if there's things we can do, we'll look at it. I mean, we're looking at all kinds of things when it comes to the crop insurance file.
So in terms of changes like this, is there still some, seeking some input, say, from Darrell Harrison and just your counterparts?
Always do. And, Darrell was a great minister in this file, and I always will. I mean, he's been a producer all his life as well, and I've known Darrell for over 20 years in the municipal world as well. So we'll continue to have those discussions and talks. And James Thurston is my ledge secretary in ag. He's a cattle rancher up in the Northwest as well. And the industry knows who I am. I've had a lot of text messages this morning saying, welcome back. And I've always said my door has always been open, regardless of what ministry I was at, for the industry stakeholders to have those discussions on what changes might be needed and improvements we can make.